Okay. Tim doing Kuf Chavkim Halacha Beis. Short Halacha. Asur Lasis Merchitz Mistam Yainim. You're not allowed to make a bath from Stam Yain for whatever, some kind of health benefit. L'cholish Imba Saikana, that this Cholish Imba Saikana would want to use it, and you're not allowed to use it. The Machaber says that because the Machaber already told us in Halacha Aleph that he holds that Stam Yain is also Banah. So it's also Banah, so then the Cholish can't do it. It's a little more complicated, I'll explain in a second. And then in parentheses it says, Ayin Kaman Sof Simen Kuf Nun Hei. Simen Kuf Nun Hei is about Cholim having, doing different things that are connected to Isurim. So like this, there is a din that a Cholim Sheim B'Sakana is allowed to eat Bishlakim. It's brought in Hilchos Shabbos. We spoke about it when we learned Bishlakim. He's allowed to be over the Isur Drabon of Bishlakim. And there's a choice of Rashi about whether this Shaila, about whether he could use a Merchatz from Stam Yenim, should you see from that Isser, from the fact that the Chol could eat Bishalakim, that he could also eat, do other Yisroon Drabanan. So the Rashba in this case is Machmir. And there's aside from the Shaila, whether a Chol could do an Isser Drabanan, in our case, there are two extra complications. One is the possibility that we should say Sikha Kishtia. We spoke about that some time ago. Maybe since he's bathing in the Stam Yenim, maybe it could be as if he's drinking it, so it's worse than just having Hanaf from Stam Yenim. Maybe it's that he's eating the Stam Yenim. And there's another angle, which is maybe since Stam Yenim has some connection, since Stam Yenim has some connection to Avodah Zarah, maybe you're not allowed to do it because it's an Isra Avodah Zarah. Okay, there are 2 days about that in Kuf Nun Hei. The Mechaber brings 2 days about that in Kuf Nun Hei, whether a Chola is allowed to do things that have to do with Avodah Zarah, whether there's a special connection for Avodah Zarah. Over there he's L'chara Mekel about that Shaila. But over here, the Mechaber tells us to be Machmir, like this Rashi, but the Chola should not use the Merchatz from Stam Yenim. But those dinim are specific to our case. In Kuf Nun Hei, the Mechaber says like this. You know that there are three types of cholim. Okay, we group cholim into three groups. We have a cholim sheyesh b'sakana, and a cholim she'ein b'sakana. A cholim she'ein b'sakana means that there's no sakana, but he's incapacitated. He's not functional because of his cholim. And then there's a mechush, which is there's some kind of problem and there's a discomfort, but it's not no sakana at all, and it's not even ein b'sakana. He's uncomfortable. Something's bothering him. Okay, so those cholim have different dinim for those cholim. So the first... What does it mean? Well, a cholim sheish b'sakana either means the person literally is in danger, or if his disease will get worse, it'll come to a sakana also. It doesn't have to be in sakana now. It would progress without treating him, it'll get to a sakana. I'm not going to put fever on the side for a second, but most infections, if you don't treat them, can lead to sakana. So he doesn't have to be actually laying in the hospital, you know, dying, but he could also be even with many infections. If you take that, what would happen if we didn't do anything about this infection? Well, if it happened, then the end result is a sakana. That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that question. Whether that's considered Yeshua or not, I have no idea. I don't know. Maybe it is Yeshua, considered Yeshua Sakana. I don't know.
Rabbi Shabbos said, any chayda that, even though we have medicine available ready to treat it, it's still considered to be a chayda Yeshua Sakana.
Okay, a chayda Yeshua Sakana is a person who's not functional. A person has a serious migraine headache. Okay? It's not Sakana. Nothing's going to happen. There's no potential of danger that he could die from that thing. But he's not functional. He can't get up and get out of bed and do anything he wants to do. He can't do his usual things. But a case that's more of a ma'aseh for most people, Embas HaKana, is that kids are considered to be, a kid who's sick is automatically an Embas HaKana. The Rebbe Shach explains it is because when an adult, if I have a pain in my tooth, so I say, listen, I have a pain in my tooth, and I have to do what I have to do. I have to function, even though I have a pain in my tooth. But again, when he has a pain in his tooth, he's totally oismanched. He just doesn't do it. He can't do anything. He can't do his usual functioning. You know what I mean? So that's why he... A kid is automatically, and a mechush, you just now have a runny nose, okay, so it's uncomfortable, it's obviously not sakana, and I can function the way I'm supposed to. Okay, so for a chol sheyesh b'sakana, he's allowed to be over on any issa derives and issa drop on it, for sure, if it's to help his choli, and the shayles in Hilchos Shabbos, maybe even not to help his choli, okay, but for sure, to help his choli, he can over an issa derives and issa drop on it. talking for a chodesh ein basakana, when it says in Kufnun Hey, the Machaber agrees to this, even though Bayashi said a little differently, is that the chodesh ein basakana can do an Issa Drabanan, but he can only do an Issa Drabanan that does not have an Issa Achila connected to it. Okay? And someone who has a Mechash can do nothing. Okay? He can't do anything. Okay? So our in our halacha, I don't know if it's the Ramo or someone that complains, I only come on Sai Shim Kufnun Hey, because over there, Kufnun Hey, the Ramo says like this. Kufnun Hey, the Ramo says, he says, remember, I told you that I hold that Stam Yenim is not Osabana. Okay? So really, if Stam Yenim is not Osabana, so really, the Choyla could bathe in the Stam Yenim also. Because forget about that he's a Choyla. I hold that everybody's allowed to do it, because there's no Isra Hana, which we spoke about. Maybe there is or not. There's no Isra Hana. But he says, since some people hold Sikh Kishtiya, so therefore only the Choyla Sha'im Basakana should be Mikkel about bathing in the Stamyana. Okay? The Ramah in Kufnun Hey. Even though the Ramah says, I think that Stamyanam is not Asabana, so you would think that anybody could bathe in if they wanted to? He says, no, but since I'm eating in words, but since the possibility that Sikha Kishtiya, so they should avoid. Okay. That might say Sikha Kishtiya, it's a little bit like eating, so therefore only the Chol Lashem Basakana should do that. But a regular person. Right, but it's not really. It's an in between. It's not. We don't really think that Sikha Kishtiya is like an in between, so we'd be machmir that only the Shem Basakana should do, but not a regular guy off the street. Okay. So now, all of this is very straightforward. Okay, all of this is pretty accepted and pretty straightforward. Okay, until we turn to the Tshuva's Ramah. Okay, the Ramah wrote Tshuva's also. Okay, and there's a Tshuva. Those are all old editions. You'll hear one in a second. Tshuva's Ramah, and the Ramah has in Sim Kuf Chabal. He has a Tshuva that starts with the following heading on top of the Tshuva. Okay, it says, Ezra Yemir Mashem, Ezra Shemai Varvitz, who Yatzayim Mikosh Yer. Okay, so Yatzayim Mishkir. Okay, so you get the feeling that something's unusual is about to happen over here. Okay, that's what the Tshuva starts with. No, it does not. So it's even before the Shaila. It's just like a heading, like, you know, on top there. Okay, so it's, this Tshuva is about the following Shaila. There were Yidden in Italy, who were otherwise completely Shemir Torah Mitzvahs. They did everything they were supposed to do, except for one thing. They all ate Stam Yenim. Okay, that was the whole neighborhood like that. That was, yeah, that's like Fitman. That's what we did. They all ate Stam Yenim. Okay, and no one had any idea why they did it.
Is it the famous one that could be a forgery?
We're talking about
that.
No, it could be that you didn't mind. I'm going to tell you that in a second. Just give me a second. Okay. So these people ate Stam Yenim, and the Shaila wasn't whether they should eat Stam Yenim. Nobody was trying to do what they were trying to do. The Shaila was, what happens if they told me that wine was not Stam Yenim? They said, this wine, you people in Poland, you could eat this wine. Should we trust it or should we not trust it? It could be we did.
Spoke about
okay, so the Shaila is, should we trust him or should we not trust him? Okay, so the Ramah says, I'm gonna tell you a reason why what they're doing has some justification. He says, no, I don't think you should do this. This is not meant to say why it's mutter. But it's enough to say why they should think that it's mutter, so that when they tell it to us, they're not considered a chashud on this isser, that we shouldn't trust them. If the person's a chashud, you don't believe them. But if the person's not a chashud, he thinks he's doing the right thing. We could dream up some explanation for what he's doing that, so then we should, he's not a chashud. If he's not a chashud, we could believe him. In one part of the Tshuva says you have to swear, but okay, but we should believe him that the wine is not Stam Yenim. So that part of the Tshuva was already controversial. That part of the Tshuva. But then at the end of the Tshuva, towards the end of the Tshuva, the Ramah says, he says, and you know what? And now that I came up with this whole explanation for why it might be mutter to eat Stam Yenim, what to explain why these people should have a hobby and they should do it, so a Chol Hashem B'Sakana can also eat Stam Yenim. It's good enough for a Chodesh HaMasakana. For the Jews in Italy, it's good enough that we should trust them, that they should not be considered Chashud, and for a Chodesh HaMasakana, we should blood eat it also. Okay? So everyone looks at it and says, what are you talking about? It's in Sim Kufnun Hey, the Ramah says, the Feirush, that the Chodesh HaMasakana cannot eat Stam Yenim. So the Chayadam says, like this. He says, you should know that this Tshuva is brought in the Magen Avraham, not brought, it's passing in the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham says, the Magen Avraham is talking about a chayil she yesh bo sakana taking it. We're there, of course, he can't take it. And the Magen Avraham says, ayin in shayil shush ramah simen kuf chav dalet. So the chayadim says, he says, there's no way that the Ramah wrote this tshuva. This that the Magen Avraham brings it, you'll see, I don't know if I want to say afterwards. He says, but in very strong language, he says, no, it's a mistake. He only said it because he wanted to make the Chol Sheish Basakana feel better, that he shouldn't feel better that he's eating Stam Yenim, he's going to bother him. So the Chayadim says, he says, it was Machazik Hadin the Chol Lo Yikatz Bar. He wanted to encourage the Chol to eat it, because the Chol is allowed to be over in Yisroel. So in order to encourage him to eat it, so that he brought this Chayadim, he brought this Ramah, he says, but the Magen Avraham was in Aruch Chaim, and he wasn't learning Yerdei that day, and he therefore, if he would have been Einin, he would have realized that this tshuva was a fake. He says, the tshuva...
What does Mem Samachal say?
Mem Samachal, what do you say?
It's not
good. The Magen Avraham is talking about the Chodesh Yesh Mesakana. And he says, look at the Ramah, and says, the Chodesh Yesh Mesakana. He doesn't say what he says. His point is, so the Chayadim is saying, the Magen Avraham just wanted to make the Chodesh not feel so bad. So he's saying, you can eat it. But really, the Ramah is talking about the Chodesh Yesh Mesakana. Okay, so he says this tshuva was written, the Chayadim says it was written by people from Italy, who wanted to support their way of doing things that they didn't, that they ate Stam Yerim, and they slipped it into the printer. They got the printer to stick it in some innocent place. They said, Kuf Chabda, just throw it in over there. They threw in this tshuva. He says, but they didn't really write it. It's not true. The Ramah never wrote this tshuva. He says, and Vaharaya, he says, if you look at the three prints over here, all the old prints of the tshuva's Ramah have it. But when in the year, Tav Ayin Aleph, the Chacham Tzvi printed a copy of the Tshuva Ramah with his Haskam on the front of it, and they took the Tshuva out. Okay, because they didn't.
Who's
Haskam? The Chacham Tzvi had Haskam. That printing of the Tshuva Ramah, and they took it out. Okay, they took it out because it's a forgery, because he never wrote it. Okay, the Prim Gun was a little softer on it. He says, okay, maybe Ramah wrote it. So I don't know if the Ramah wrote it. He didn't talk about whether it's a forgery or not. He says, but the Ramah writes in Tshuva one thing, and in Shulchan Aruch he writes that a Chodesh Eim B'Sakana can't eat it, so we go with what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that he's not eating. Okay, so by and large, everybody ignores what it says in the Tshuva, except for the first part of it, that should the person be considered a Chashid, Rabbi Shechtel, as he mentioned, likes to talk about that part of when do we trust the Chashid, when does a person consider a Chashid that we should or shouldn't believe him?
Okay. The Mishnah says that it's forgery?
Yeah.
So why do we take it?
No, it's forgery. What about this specific Tshuva? Yeah. So, no, but the conceptual, the other parts of it,
it's a forgery.
I didn't put that part in it, but he does. The Chavzan says it's a forgery. He says he never wrote it. It was not written by him. He says some Italians who wanted to support their way of doing little things wrote this whole tshuva and stuck it in there.
They went just to add on those words, the bottom.
That last part of it? Look, I don't think he says it. That part I went through the Italians. It wouldn't support the Italians to say that the Chavzan Shambos are going to need it.
Is there any evidence that it's been looking for an hour?
His evidence that it was for, well, the Ramah in the same, no, the Ramah in the same says not like that. In the Ramah said not like that.
You're possibly
like
the Ramah in the same.
It's all
the
time.
Okay.
Not to present a
there's another edition in Shas Shus Ramah from Asher Zia. Have you heard of him?
No, I didn't.
He used to be from the YU.
Okay.
80 years ago.
Okay.
So I think he writes about it.
Yeah, so on the bottom it says in some prints this is here, and some prints it's not there. And I'll tell you, you look at it yourself, you see what you want to, okay? Anyhow, so we will continue on with the assumption that a Chodesh Eim B'Sakana is not allowed to eat Stam Yerim, okay? But, like this. There's a sefer, and I don't think I ever heard of it before, and it's called Chuvas HaRanach. Okay, the Ranach was a Rav in Turkey in the 1500s. Okay, but the Daki Tshuva brings the following. On that din, Kufnun Hey, the Daki Tshuva brings this sefer, Tshuvas HaRanach, okay? No, I don't. Who he was a Rav in Constantinople, okay? That's all I know. So, and he says, he has a great idea. He says, remember, the Chodesh Eim B'Sakana is allowed to do Isur and Darbanan as long as they're not connected to Achila. So he says, if you have a Chodesh Eim B'Sakana who needs to eat Stam Yenim, he's not allowed to, because it's a Darbanan of eating, he's not allowed to do it. He says, so what we should do is take the Stam Yenim, be diluted into water or apple juice. That's Issa Drabbanan to do Bittus of the Chathila. But that Issa Drabbanan is not an Issa Drabbanan of Achila, just a plain old Issa Drabbanan. So the Chol Shem is going to do that. Let him do that. Now it's bottled. Now that it's bottled, you're allowed to eat it, because now you're allowed to eat it. And what's something that's bottled, you're allowed to eat it. He did better than the schatchila. Point that Issa Drabon he can do. Now this is an Issa Drabonan that has nothing to do with achila. So if it's Issa Drabonan has nothing to do with achila, then you could do that. The Chol do it. He says, bitlus of the chatchila? But to be mevatel has nothing to do with anything. He says, once you did the deed, now you could drink it. Now it's okay. Now you can have the apple juice with the samyan mixed into it. Okay, sit down.
Why is Isra Achila, why is that an exception?
Why is that an exception? I don't know why. Okay,
if it's because it enters a person's system, so even if it's diluted.
Is that true?
Still.
I don't know if it's possible. It's mutter. You're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat it.
So we have to understand what the makkah
is. Okay, that's a fair question. Okay, now, the Prima Gadim in Hilchah Shabbos, we're talking about Cholim. The Prima Gadim there brings something from a Prashas Drachim, from the Mishnah Melech. And at first glance, what the Mishnah Melech says seems to be not like what I just told you from this Chuvas Haranach. Okay? And he's talking about to me it was an interesting question. Like this. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says in Yuma that a person who's a Cholot Sheyesh per Sakana is allowed to be over on Uli Surah. It also says that the Cholot Sheyesh per Sakana should minimize the amount of Yisurah he does. Okay? Don't do every Isser. Try to do as little Isser as possible. That's one thing the Gemara says. The same Gemara says, it's talking about a Shiloh, when they have to make minimal Isurim, which one should I choose? Which is the smaller Isur than the other? And the Gemara says that if a Cholah Sheyesh Basakana needs to eat Tevel, he's allowed to eat Tevel. Okay? It's an Isur D'Raisa, to eat Tevel. He's allowed to be around that Isur D'Raisa. So, Frek the Mishnah Melech, he says, why would the Cholah Sheyesh Basakana eat Tevel? He says, why wouldn't he be Mafresh the Chuma, and then mix it right back in? He says, the case in the Gemara is a person with bulimus. He has to eat everything. Okay? He can't just be marfish or chuma and not eat it. He needs the whole potato. So be marfish or chuma, mix it right back in. Mixing it back in, lefu the cheshbon comes out in mid the rice, it'll be bottled. It'll only mid the rabbanon, it will not be bottled. Okay, so what? You just turned your issed the rice into an issed the rabbanon. So go ahead, take the marfish or chuma's and maishas, put them right back into the food, and then eat the whole food. So why would the same Gemara just said you should be minimize the Isurim as much as you can. There's an automatic way to be minimize the Isurim. It's a tevel. To be marfish or chuma, mix it back in, and you're a business. Okay, that's the Mishnah Melech's question. Okay, so the Mishnah Melech answers that question, Parshas Shlachim answers that question, he says like this. He says a rule. He says, a chola is only allowed to do Isurim that will help him towards his getting better. Okay, have something to do, have some shaykhs to his health, to his care, to even if not to make him better, but for his care. Something to do with his care. He says, this issa you're doing, bitlis and chatila, has nothing to do with your care. It will not make you one drop better to be marfish truma and then mix it back in. It's just minimizing isurim. He says, but it has nothing to do with your care. So you can do any issa you want to make yourself better, or that has nothing to do with your care, but just to do an issa, just because you want to help yourself on the side way, you're not allowed to do that. Because the Gemara says, the Gemara says, the person who has bulimus has to keep on eating, right. Keep on eating, so the assumption, I'm sticking in that explanation to what the Parshas Shlachim is saying. Okay. Why they just mafresh and throw in the garbage and put it on the side is because you have to eat everything.
So then if he has to eat everything, so then it is directly helping him.
No, but why was he being... Why? But who asked him to mix it in? If he...
Why does he have to eat it together?
Eat the tevel, the whole potato right in. Why being mafresh and then mixing it back in?
Once he's mafresh, being mafresh is not an issue at all, right? Being mafresh is
not... No, nothing wrong with that.
So now he has tumah.
Right.
But so far he hasn't done any Isurim. So now, but he wants to eat the chuma. He can't eat the chuma. So now, in order for him to be able to
eat the chuma, that's an interesting question. Interesting question. I'm not sure. Okay, so that's a fair question on the Parshas Shlachim. That's what he said. He says the chol has no right to be over on an Isur, any Isur, even though it's an Isur Drabanan only, even that's going to help it. Now he says, the chol himself, the chol himself might choose to do this. Okay, the chol himself might save his soul by doing this. Okay? But somebody else shouldn't be doing this for him. Okay? We have no rights to do that. If the guy wants to save himself, but that's his...
Why is the healer? What? It's anyway sure you can get less Isser. I don't understand all that. It's like less Isser. Most of his school is a little bit too much.
Again, most of it
is... less Isser. Instead of eating all Tevel, you'll have much less Isser. You have cool and a tumor.
So that's a clear in the Gemara there, whether it's better to eat Truma or to eat Tevel. But if the guy had just... this choice. You're saying you let him eat 90% will be tevel and 1% will be truma. Why do you think that's better?
Chulin and truma instead of 100 gezeisim of tevel.
Okay. So that has to do with the gemara there about which is better, whether you're better off eating that, and that has nothing to do with the shaila. You're asking a separate question. So let's be mafresh and then eat it like that. That's a you're asking a separate question. But his question is mafresh and stick it back in.
Okay. So the difference between him and what do you mean? He wants the same himself that he could do. What's the difference between him and somebody else? It's not doicha because this doesn't help. This is not helping my.
So why should he do it himself?
So, yeah. What's the difference?
Okay, I'm not sure of that either. Okay, so now when I first saw this, I thought it was not like what this Jewish Haranach is saying. Because remember, the Ranach said is let's be over on the Isser Bittus of Chachila in order so that the Chodesh should be able to have it. Remember what I told you with the person he has Stam Yen that he wants to eat, let him be over on Bittus of Chachila as a way of making it able that he should be able to eat it. And here the Prashas Rachel said you're not allowed to do Bittus of Chachila to help the Chodesh.
Doesn't it also say
you're
supposed to shecht and not eat
the vela? Well, you have to shecht because you have to make the animal. You want to eat the animal.
Shecht and Shabbos instead of eating the vela.
You want to eat this.
But shechting doesn't help. Not helping me. Shechting's not helping me get better.
I can't eat it when it's alive. We're going to get a bite out of the cow, so I have to kill it before I eat it anyhow. That's what I need. I need to get a piece of meat. I got to kill a cow and eat it. Now I can go to the store and take a piece of meat. Also,
you get a free card. What
does it say? What do you say to it? Instead of the shecht and the
I have no idea, but in those kind of cases, the guy is helping himself. He's killing an animal so he can take a piece of meat and he can eat it. That's all towards helping himself eat it. Over here, the dilution has nothing to do with helping himself. What he needs for his health is to eat a potato. So, how precious truma doesn't make him guilty today, but a piece of meat. You guys think that you can just take a bite out of the cow. Most people don't. Okay, so, but the truth is, the Mishnah is not saying different than the Ranach, because there's a simple reason why not. And that's because, in the case that the Mishnah Melech is talking about, the Chole doesn't need the Afrashas Trumas and Maisers, because he's a Chole Sheyesh B'Sakana. He's going to get better no matter what. He can eat the potato, or he'll do the Afrashas and mix it back in. Either way, he's going to be able to help himself out. The Shaila is, should he do it this way, or should he do it that way? In our case, in the case that this Chus or Anach is speaking about, if we tell the Chole that he should not dilute the Stam Yenam, he's not going to get better. Because we're going to tell him, you're not allowed to eat Issa Drabonon. So, right now, if he comes to the Rav and says, well, can I eat this Stam Yenam? The Rav says, no, you can't eat it. So you can't get better. He will not get healthy because he can't eat it because the Chol is not allowed to do Issa Drabonon. Then I have to do the Chila. The only way for me to get better is to dilute it first. So, don't look at it that I'm doing it to avoid Issa. I'm doing it to get better. In the case of the Mishnah Melech, I don't need it to get better because I could just eat the tevel and I can get better also. The ayat in Israel, I'm allowed to do the Israel. But in this case with the Stam Yenam, he's a Cholosh Ein Bo Sakon. The Cholosh Ein Bo Sakon is not allowed to eat Stam Yenam. So if he's not allowed to eat the Stam Yenam, the only way to get better is to help the rabbi help me get around the Israel Achila by diluting and then eating it. Okay, so in that case, you're allowed to do it because the Mishnah Melech would agree that in this case, the Cholosh needs it to get better. He can't get better unless he first dilutes it and then eats it, because if he doesn't dilute it, the rabbi will tell him he's not allowed to eat it. It's Rabbanon and he's a Cholosh Ein Bo Sakon.
But maybe he's just not allowed to eat it.
No, so you say he's not allowed to eat it, so now I'm a Cholosh Ein Bo Sakon. To get better, I need that wine. So now, I have a way to do it. I can do it Issa Rabbanon. That's not Av Achila. Get my.
Kumos don't work. They don't work.
No, the Mishnah Melech just said is you can't do things to help yourself. You can only do things to make yourself healthy. So over here, I need this to make myself better. This is to get better. I have to do that. It's a drabonon. Now, it's for a roundabout reason. Doing bittles chil doesn't really make me better, but it gives me the tool to make myself better. So it's like shechting. I have to shecht it to get the piece of meat to get me better. Now, you should know also that the Mishnah Melech himself says, he says, I made you this rule, that the Chayla can't do things to minimize the Yisr. He says, but if you turn the page in the Gemara, okay, this is on Ayin Dalad Alf, maybe it is. I'm sorry, Ayin Peg Gimel Amid Alf. If you turn to Peg Gimel Amid Beis, you'll see the Gemara gives another case where the Chayla is allowed to do something even though it's only to minimize the Yisr. It's nothing to do to making him better. Okay, it's the same guy being Mafresh Trumos has Tevel who's being Mafresh, and he's allowed to do it on Shabbos. He's allowed to be Mafresh on Shabbos to make it only Issa Durabonon instead of an Issa Duraisa. You're not allowed to do Afresh Trumos on Shabbos Midurabonon, but you say you avoid the Issa of Tevel, so the Gemara says you should do that. Okay, so he says if you turn the page, you're going to find out that the Gemara says not like what I just said. But he likes his rule anyhow, even though he says the Gemara says that Amar is not like him. Okay, he says the Gemara says, turn the page, you'll see, it says not like me. Okay, and there's another thing. He says, I found, I just thought it was an interesting chat, I was looking to see what other people said. I found five other answers, okay, to the Mishra Melech's question. Okay, the first one was, you only have to do things that are for the, that will help the Chol directly. Okay, that was the Mishra Melech's answer. Okay, Abni Malum says, he says, it's an Issa Deraisa to dilute the Truma back into it. There's a mitzvah of the Hinein Esatichem this Mishmeres Truma Yisai. You mechuyev to watch out for the kedusha of Truma, and if you go ahead and dilute it right back in, that's your plan. You're going to dilute it right back in. You're being over on that Issa Deraisa. Okay, not everybody agrees to that, but he says that would be an Issa Deraisa. So you're not gaining anything by doing this. Okay, another answer. This is from the Yaivet says. He says there are many Yisroel Darabon over here. Okay, he counts up a bunch of Yisroel Darabon. You have to do Hafarsha. One of the times is a Shabbos, a bit of Chatchila, eating food that was not bottled with the rice, it's only bottled with the rice, not with the Darabon. So he says to do a lot of Darabon, that's why you're not allowed to do it, because you have to be having a lot of Darabon. So a lot of Darabon who want the rice, so that's not worth it. He says, who do we have next? Hasan Sefer says, he says, if you take Chuma, your Mafish Chuma, with the plan to put it right back in, you've undone your Hafarsha. Okay, the hafrasha gets undone, and it's as if you were never mafresh in the first place. Goes back to being tevel. Okay. So the chasam sefer says, he says, and there's a yushalmi that says like that. There's a yushalmi that says like that. And the chasam says, he says, you know, he says, there's no logic. It's not possible that this can make any sense. He says, you mix it back in, and now it goes into kachas taruvah. He says, you don't undo the truma. And the chasam says, okay, we have different gears in that yushalmi, and that yushalmi didn't say that. Okay, so. That Chazan says is the Hafarsha is made, it's as if you never did the Hafarsha. Okay, next. Hazanish says, he says, it's talking about a situation. He says, guys, let's say it was a potato. Okay, when you make your mafresh, you take away the potato, and now you have a piece that's truma, and now you gotta mix it back in. Okay, how are you gonna mix the potato back in that you can't tell which is the piece? So you have to do something to make it back in, to make it that it's mixed in that you can't tell the difference. He says, so the Gemara is talking about hechadis. When is it a case that you can eat tevel? In a case where you can't mix it back in. Okay, the chol is, the guy is, he's dying. He's a chol sheish b'sakana. He's not up to making mashed potatoes, okay? He says, or he doesn't say this case, but the Gemara number days talking about a case is on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, you can't mix it back in because you're not going to be mixing up anyhow on Shabbos, you know? Okay, so the chol says, no, this is a situation that it wasn't possible. Were it to be possible, I would agree. He doesn't use his words, the Ranar. I would agree that that's what you should do. Okay. And Leah's Ramosha says, he says, Mirza, I don't know what the kash is at all. He says, you can't be Mafresh Shuma. Because the only person who can be Mafresh Shuma is the owner. So the bunch of people sitting there with a piece of tevil, and none of them is the owner, so they can't be Mafresh Shumas. Okay, now the Chasam Sefer says that he can. Ramosha brings it. The Chasam Sefer says that even if you're not the owner, you can, because the rights that you have to steal it gives you the right. The right, because of the sakana, that you steal the guy's food, also gives you the rights to be mafresh shuma, much as he doesn't agree with that, he doesn't buy that. It's also a question from that Gemara also. The Gemara says, again, when you turn the page, the Gemara says you should be mafresh shuma on Shabbos, but the Gemara says it's something that he says, I don't see the Shaila rule. See, it's quite, that's what Ramosha and Chasam Sefer talking about. Chasam Sefer says, well, you stole it, now that you stole it, now you got the rights to steal it. Her told you last year, so therefore it's yours, and therefore you mafresh shuma, much as that's not true. Yeah.
So he wouldn't be allowed, the person who could allow to steal it, because he thought that was just some kind of, he wouldn't be able to do mafresh.
No, you can't, because it's been claimed. You're not allowed to do someone else's, mafresh someone else's chumba. I can't.
Once you stole it to eat it, then it was yours.
Okay, so that's what Moshe, I'm sorry, I'm just telling you such a side. I don't remember the details back, okay? Anyway, so lots of other answers to this.
Yes. Yeah.
You want to really? It had to do with the way the page fit out on the screen. There isn't any deep meaning behind why they're like that. Okay.
Here's from now, somebody's going to give a PowerPoint on why.
Okay. So that's, you should know. So this that the Prussian Drachim said such a thing, not everybody agrees to. And last is, you should know also, in Simon Tzadi Tess, which is the dinim of Bittul Issa Chatchila, there the Badi Shulchan brings a raya from Michas Yaakov. We spoke about this at the end of Tichos Tiloim. A raya from Michas Yaakov that actually connected to Din Kufnan Hay, that a Choylish Eim B'Sakon is allowed to be over on the Issa of Bittul Issa Chatchila in order to get himself the medicine that he needs. Okay, in other words, if that will make it able to get the medicine, then that is what he should do. It has to do with that Ramah that we said at the end of Kufnan Hay that I was telling you about. Okay, it has to do with in Hilchos Tiloim. It says you're not allowed to burn, you're not allowed to eat burnt bugs. And over there, Kofan Hay says, you are allowed to eat it. And we talked about, again, it's Tolayim, about a stira seemingly between those two dinim. And the Mechas Yaakov says that the answer is, the choyl is allowed to do it. Okay, so another raya that a choyl is allowed to do this thing. Okay, so now, we're not finished. We have two applications to what we've been talking about. Okay, so let me recap before I move on. A choyla she'em b'sakana is not allowed to do isur and d'rabbanan, they have to do with a chila. But this Tshuvas HaRanach, and seemingly other reason to think like that as well, say is, but he can't do isur machila, but let him be mavatal the stam yenim. Once he's mavatal the stam yenim, now he would be allowed to eat the mixture, and that it's only isur d'rabbanan, that's not a chila, he should be allowed to do that. So now, there's a medicine. There's a thing called a remedy, which is known as Bach remedies. Okay, you may have heard it. Okay, maybe the Jews would call it Bach remedies, but I think everybody else calls it Bach remedies. Okay, and that is, there was about 100 years ago, there was an Englishman named Dr. Edward Bach, and he said that if you take this mix of 38 extracts of 38 herbs, then it helps for different kinds of mental illnesses. It helps overcome nervousness and anxiety. So, Derech Klal, this medicine is sold as Dr. Bach had wanted it to be, in a mixture of 27% brandy. Okay? He said that the brandy is not supposed to be medicinal. The brandy is supposed to be a preservative to keep it, that it works before you have it. Okay? So, not everybody sells like that. It's not everybody who makes like that, but Derech Klal, everybody makes it in this 27%. Not everybody, but Derech Klal. Now, most people look at this and say it's 27% brandy. Brandy is not made, so of course you can't have the stuff. Okay. In fact, in town last night, there was someone who knows quite a lot about kashrus and medicines, and I told him I'm speaking about this today. I told him I'm speaking about today, and he says, well, of course you're not allowed to have it. Okay. So I then started to tell him, which is the following. Okay, the many people who know, like that person, know that Diane Falk from England, Gateshead, I think, from England, tells people that they're allowed to use it, okay? And everybody scratches their head, why should you be allowed to do it? Including this person from Lisa. He says, yeah, I heard you said, but I can't imagine why you'd be allowed to do that, okay? Can't imagine why you should be allowed to do that. Okay, so recently, Diane Falk printed a second volume of his tshuvas, and in there it includes a tshuva, a very long, really well-written and thorough, and really covers a lot of points tshuva, written from 2001. The tshuva is... It was just printed recently, but it was from 2001. I never saw the tshuva until recently. Until I saw this tshuva, also scratched my head and said, I can't imagine why he'd say it's okay. Okay, and he says you can use it. Okay, now, but he doesn't say you can use it no matter what. He says you can use it in the following way, which is what you're supposed to do anyhow. You're really supposed to do anyhow what he said, and that is the following. The way Dr. Bach wanted people to use it was, take two drops of this remedy, and put it into an ounce of water, and then swallow the water. So the it comes out, if there's two drops, and it's 27% brandy, that means there's a half a drop of wine in your treatment. So Rav Falk says, you have to be mabato the brandy b'shishim. If you remember, we spoke about it sometime. Because there's two drops, so a quarter of two drops is a half a drop.
27%.
It's about a quarter. It's about a quarter. It's about 25%. It's about a quarter. So it's about a half of a drop. Okay. So he says it's like this. He says you need to be mavatal b'shishim. We spoke about it. We thought it should probably be about 40 times. But a bit of b'shisha on brandy is concentrated. He says b'shishim. We said it's about 40 times. But even b'shishim, half a drop in an ounce is well bottled. The official rules are that an ounce has 600 drops in it. Okay, I don't know who counted, but that's what the world thinks. But whatever it is, half a drop of brandy in an ounce of water is going to be batal, even in his way, according to b'shishim. So he says, so it's going to be batal b'shishim. He says, so it bitters the chila.
This treats anxiety,
nervousness, and different.
And that's
no, so I didn't say anything about sakana yet. I didn't say anything. He says, if the person is a chodesh em b'sakana, which some of those people are, the person have a mental illness to the point they're chodesh em b'sakana, if they're chodesh em b'sakana, then, if...
Just take the
brand. Okay. If the person is chodesh em b'sakana, So he says, so here the Taka Tshuva brings such an idea that a Chodesh Ein B'Sakana could be Mevatel, could be Oven Itz of Bitlis and Chathchila. He could do Bitlis and Chathchila to dilute it in water, and therefore he's allowed to take it. So you want to know why he's allowed to take it, if you do it the way you're supposed to. Now there are some people who take this stuff and drip it right onto their tongues. Okay, they put the medicine right, they drip the drops right onto their tongues. So Diane Falk says, a dozen times. He says, I never said you're allowed to do that. Even though there are people who quote him as saying that he can. But Daimon says, I did not say you should do that. I only said you should do it the way the instructions are, which is put it into water, which is what you're supposed to do. On the bottle it says, put this two drops into an ounce of water and then drink it like that. He says, and then...
Sorry to say, that's not even cold, that's the way you're supposed to do it.
So the second answer is, the second shot is, the second thing that Daimon Falk says is that even if a person is a Chol Lashi, just has a Mechush, or he's just saying there's just found health and well-being, people take it every day, someone wants to take it. He says, so over here, it's En Kavanas Levatel. He says, because I'm not putting in, I'm not putting the stuff into water because you're trying to be Levatel. A certain fact, according to Dr. Bach, I don't even need the brandy. Okay, according to him, all I need is the other thing, the brandy is just a preservative. And I'm not putting into the water to try to get Isser into my body, I'm putting the thing into the water because that's what the rules are. That's how you're supposed to take this medicine. You're supposed to put it into water. So it's En Kavanas Levatel. The person's not trying to be Levatel Isser, he has no interest in having the Isser, he's not trying to get the Isser, he's just diluting it because that's what you're supposed to do. So since it's En Kavanas Levatel, even a person with a Cholosh, even a person with just a Mechosh, who's not even a Cholosh, would be allowed to do that. That's what Diane Falk says. Both of those cheshbon is
out. You are trying to get it up.
No, you're trying to take the medicine. The person is following instructions. I'm not trying to be violent. I'm trying to take medicine. The way you take the medicine is, you drop these things into water and take it. And not only that,
you're not doing that, just really.
And not only that, it's that according to the rules, the brandy has nothing to do with it. It's not medicinal. I have no interest in it.
I don't care.
You're just temporary, right?
I'm sure you're
so it's En Kavanas Levatel. I have no interest in it. That's what you say. It's just here and here, right? That's En Kavanas Levatel. Okay. So I give the truth if you want. He has lots to say about it. I told you in 30 seconds. He has lots to say. The truth is, like, 15 pages long, 25 pages long.
That's what he said about it.
Because I only told you these 2 points. He has lots of other things to say. Some of them were really very unusual or unexpected, and that I did not repeat. And some of them were other cases, some just Shiloh, other parts of the Shiloh that were worth talking about. Some of the things he says were...
Everything else in there is kosher.
The rest of the other things that are in there are not kosher. Right?
What's false?
No, the guy who made this thing is long dead. Okay, that's one not committed to this. So I thought that these 2 parts of it, I went through like, I don't know how many pages it is to pull out these 2 parts of it that you want to hear. Okay, so, but the truth is, I thought very well, very thorough, very thought out. Whenever he says something, you say, well, what about this thing? What is he going to say? And then you turn the page and there he says.
Because he's not talking about this in hotel. That's what comes up.
Right? He said for 2 reasons. The reasons I'm telling you are, one, it's because it's En Kavanas Levatel, and second is, even if it's an Isabitl, if it's a Cholosh Ein B'Sakon, then you'd be allowed to do it. Now, the other nafkamin is... Sometimes, I didn't say always, it depends on the situation. Some people are like that. Some people who have mental illnesses are Yesh B'Sakon even. Okay, it depends on how sick the person is. Okay. For that side, the first reason I told you, he said, that would only be for a Cholosh Ein B'Sakon, if the person is. But his other reason I told you is if anybody, okay.
He's so, talking about that second side.
100%. Yeah, he's okay, so now, we spoke about, a few weeks ago, liquid medicines. Okay? You know, liquid medicines that have, what happened? Oh my gosh, liquid medicines that have some Safik Isser in them. Safik Isser Dreis in them, because they have glycerin in them. Okay, so we spoke about then a few times ago, people who had suggested that you could dilute the medicine, the same idea we're talking about here, take the liquid medicine, dilute it in apple juice, and the cheshbon was one teaspoon for every 2 ounces, if I remember the cheshbon was, to be vata b'shishim. It's bitulis l'chathchila, you've been vata l'chathchila. They said, that's okay, it's only Safik Isser. We don't know that the glycerin is straight, but only something is certain. Okay, so we spoke about then was, is that true? And there were reasons to think that that's correct. That's in bitlus l'chathchila, is only the rabbanon. Therefore, your suffic bitlus l'chathchila is not usher. There is reason to think like that. But the question was, first of all, whether that's true, and second is, whether this should be looked at as a Darabon or a Daraisa. We spoke about many sheets of Nachmanim, that maybe this should be viewed as a Daraisa, since the core question is whether the glycerin is Asma Daraisa. Yes, we spoke about that. And that's Yesh Lodon on that Shiloh itself. But what we've now found that is, that if the person who's taking the medicine is a Cholish Ein B'Sakana, which it tends to be, because the liquid medicines tend to be for children, and as I mentioned before, and I didn't intend to, but as I mentioned before, a child who's sick is almost always automatically a Cholish Ein B'Sakana. But so if the person who's taking the medicine is a Cholish Ein B'Sakana, so then we've now heard for the past however long I'm talking, that a Cholish Ein B'Sakana could do the Issa D'Rabbanan of Bittulus L'Chatila. So the last time we spoke about was maybe it should be mutter. It's not bittulus l'chatchila because it's only a suffix iser. And I say, let it be bittulus l'chatchila. It's a straight out iser d'rabbanan of bittulus l'chatchila. Okay, the chayla is allowed to do the iser d'rabbanan of bittulus l'chatchila. It's not iser achila, it's an iser stama, an iser. Don't be involved in l'chatchila. Okay, so the chayla sh'im basakana is allowed to do that iser, you know, ignoring the possibility that's off the suffix shabbat. Let it be with vada iser. As long as the person is a Cholish Ein B'Sakana, then he'd be allowed to do that because he's allowed to do the Issa D'Rabbanan of Bittulus L'Chatchila. Well, when we say that a person is a Cholila and you're allowed to do things for a Cholila, there's no difference in the Cholila himself and people who are helping the Cholila. Those are the same thing. When a Cholila, let's say, Shiesh B'Sakana, we don't say you drive yourself to the hospital. I can drive to the hospital also. It doesn't make difference who does the Issa. That had to do with over there, when he said you're not allowed to do the Issa, the guy could want to save his neshama. He had such a thing. Save your neshama and do yourself a favor. But over here, where the din says someone's allowed to be over the answer, whether the kid does it or the I doesn't. Anyhow, so I thought that was a fair answer. It's not what I've always heard, why those people thought. What we heard was also the suffix shabbat. But this
other. You're limiting it to it has to be a chayla.
I was saying the Cholish Ein B'Sakana, right. They would be saying it would be much for everybody. Right, if I want to take cough medicine, and I just have a runny nose, I want to take cough medicine, and it comes in a liquid. So if I'm not a Cholish Ein B'Sakana, right, then this would not help me, and only that side would help me.
So
for children's
medications,
well, particularly it's for over-the-counter medicine.
Right. Those who,
right, so for those kind of medicines, to say that if it's a Cholish Ein B'Sakana, again, the kid who's sick is almost always an automatic, then you'd be left to do the bittulus.
Right.
This is
so
exactly.
We should revise our OTC list.
No. We tell people this now, that they could dilute their medicine and take it.
We
should probably
put on the list.
So, we could do a list. The list just says, mutter, right. Say on the side of there.
Yeah.
Okay.
That might be a good idea. It's so helpful.